Hi, do you know who I am? Yep, that's right. I've come to apologize for my son. I heard he's been bullying you. Can I come in? Thanks. Is anyone else home? Okay, good. Then we can talk in private. First of all, I want you to know that I am so sorry for what he's put you through at college. We always say that things will get better after high school, but there will always be bullies and punks at all stages in life. I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I thought I had raised my kid better. I'm embarrassed and I feel guilty. I never thought he would do something like this. But then last night, I heard him talking with his friends on his computer. He was telling them a ton of nasty things that he's done to you. I really couldn't believe what I was hearing. Then he started talking about your mother, who I know is a wonderful person. I lost it when I heard him call her a slut. And that he was, pardon my language, fucking her. I barged into his room, and before he could mute his microphone, I made it abundantly clear why I know that he has not been fucking anyone. I'm sure he'll have a great time explaining that to his friends tomorrow. Anyway, I thought it might cheer you up to hear that. But from what I understood, the bullying has been going on for some time, hasn't it? The whole semester? That stupid kid. I'm sorry. My son doesn't know this, but I was bullied through college as well. I enjoyed casual hookups. It quickly got around that I was apparently screwing anyone who asked. Slut-shaming is nothing to joke about. When he said those things about your mother, it just triggered something inside of me. And I want to put him in his place. So I thought about ways that I could make it up to you. And I'm pretty sure that I came up with a good solution. Hopefully it won't only make you feel better, but it'll also let you get back at my son. Hear me out. He was saying really rude things about your mother. He was saying that she's a cheap whore who screwed her way through life. He claimed that she gave really good, never mind. Bottom line, he likes to make up stories about people. So how about we create a little story of our own? He fantasizes about fucking your mother. How would you like to fuck his mother? I'll show you the things that he will never get to do. And before you say anything, I am 100% serious. I know that I am good looking at my age. I haven't lost my tight tummy, despite my curves. I've been called a MILF a few times. Even by his friends when he wasn't there and they didn't think that I could hear them. But none of them will ever get to see or touch a woman like me. But you can. Would you like to see my body? Don't know what to say? Well, how about you take a moment to decide while I undress myself? You don't have to look away. Watch me strip, down to nothing but my panties. Are you feeling embarrassed? Oh, are you a virgin? Oh, honey, that is nothing to be ashamed about. Not at all. And if you'd let me, I would be honored to pop your cherry. You have nothing to worry about. There is absolutely no pressure to impress me. Don't be shy. I've been around, and I'd be glad to share some knowledge with you. I can definitely show you the way around a woman's body. You think I'm attractive, don't you? Yeah? Just enjoy yourself. You can look as much as you want. Mm-hmm. Eat me up with your eyes. My full breasts, just waiting to feel your hands on them. My curvy hips and tight tummy, down to my thick thighs and ass. That got a little reaction out of you, didn't it? Are you a thigh person? Well, then I have the right figure in that case, don't I? What do you think of my ass? You like my mole? Thank you, darling. I don't think anyone's ever said that before. Well, I'm glad that you like what you see. So what do you say? Want to have some fun? Just thinking about what my son has done to you and what he said about your mother, it just pisses me off. And I know that nothing I can say will make it okay. But I can at least help you piss him off in return. You and me together. Let's teach that brat a lesson. Yeah? Good. I'm glad. And like I said, there is no pressure here. I'll just be your tutor. Come, I'll show you. There are things that you learn best by doing. Give me your hands. You've been staring at my breasts as I was talking. Here, how does it feel to be cupping the infamous double D's? They're bigger than your hands. Try to extend your palm as wide as you can and really grip them. Yeah, like that. Don't be afraid. Squeeze them for me. You won't hurt me unless you try to. So go ahead. Go wild. There we go. They're all yours, baby. Are these the first boobs that you get to touch like this? No, I'm sorry. You are not doing anything wrong. It's just cute to see you so immersed in my breasts. I like it. Hey, look up for a second. Sorry, I really could not resist. Are you okay with kissing? Good. That's it. I always liked kissing. I like kissing you. You can tease my nipples some more. Gently. Ooh, you're doing great. But I came here to help you feel better. So, do you want me to take care of you, baby? Yeah? I'll show you what I can do. I will take your pants off. Oh, your cock is really straining against your boxers. Let's get it out, shall we? That's better. Wow, great even. You have a really nice cock, honey. One of those cocks you just know that it will both feel amazing and taste amazing. I won't lie. It's been a while since I've been with anyone. But this smell and the way that you're looking at me, ooh, fuck. It turns me on so much. You're making me feel young again. I was right. You do taste amazing, darling. I'm just gonna enjoy myself a little. I'm sorry, I had no idea how much I missed this. I remember people loved when I just very gently brushed my teeth underneath their head, like this. That shudder right there is what I'm talking about. And the more basic licking from base to tip. swirling my tongue around your head and all that jazz. I forgot how fun it was to suck cock. And yours is something special. I love it. You are going to make the person you end up with very happy with this. And I'm lucky that I get to be the first. Here, I'm going to try to take you deeper. Actually, here, put your hands behind my head. I'm going to take you as deep as I can, and you can thrust your cock into my throat. I'll keep my hands on your hips, and if I clench my hands, it means that I want you to let me go, okay? Until then, don't worry. Just use your best judgment, and we'll be all right. Okay, go. Let me have it. Fuck! No, don't worry. I am fine. Ooh, fuck, that was hot. You did good. How did it feel? You seem to really be into it. I'm glad. I thought so. There's something important I want you to know just for future reference, though. Not every girl is going to be okay with this. Even if you have a girl blowing you, it doesn't mean that she's okay with you just taking hold of her head like that. Never do it without consent, okay? And always have a way to let each other know if things have gone too far. Understood? Good boy. Do you want to do it again? You can finish in my mouth if you want. Or I could show you what real sex is like. Personally, I think that we should go all the way. I don't think that this is really enough to teach my son a lesson yet. Perfect. I don't think I could hide it if I wanted to. I'm sure that you could tell that I am really into it right now. You have got me more turned on than I have been in years. It's true. I mean, come on. I still have my panties on, and you can see how wet I am. And if I remove them... Yep, just as I thought. Did you see how they stuck to my thigh? I have lived a boring single mother life for far too long. I really didn't know it, but I needed this. And you, ooh, baby, you are the one that's doing this to me. So just lean back, and I'm going to straddle you, if that's okay. I'll do any position you want. Since you're leaving it up to me, I'm going to get on top. Okay. I love looking down at the person I'm riding. Like this. What's going through your head right now, darling? You have a naked woman on your lap, just begging for your cock, and her big breasts right in front of your face, all because her son is a stupid bully. I doubt you'd ever imagine this happening. You want to fuck me, right? Just say it. Good boy. But since we're doing it raw, you will have to pull out, okay? Think you can do that? Good. Then I'll take your cock. Look, watch as your cock disappears into me. Fuck. It's all gone. It's all inside me. I guess this means I popped your cherry. Congratulations! You are no longer a virgin. Are you ready for me to start moving? All right, let's do it. Fuck, it feels so good. Your cock really fills me to the brim. It is just so, so fucking good. Feeling okay, baby? Does it feel good for you? I'm gonna increase my pace a little, okay? Oh God, yes. You wanna suck on my breasts? Of course, I'll lean closer over you. Here, darling. Fuck. Oh, your tongue on my nipples. Ooh, it feels so great. Oh, you are a great lover. Yeah, grab my thick ass too. You can do whatever you want to my body right now. It's the least I could do to make it up to you. Squeeze. Yeah. Oh, I love it. You are making me feel so fucking good. I am so happy that I could do this for you. I cannot believe how my son could bully you. He needs to be taught a lesson. He thinks slut shaming is fun? Oh, if only he knew what his mom was doing. Kiss me. Oh, fuck, baby. I have an idea. It is bad. Do you know what would really piss him off? When you want to come, don't pull out. Come inside me. Yeah, I know it's bad, but I really want it. Oh, fuck. That got you going, didn't it? You like that idea? Coming inside the mom of the asshole who's bullying you? I like that idea too. Ooh, I like it a lot. Are you getting close? Fuck, I am. I am real fucking close. Yeah? You wanna braid me? Do it. Come inside of me, darling. Shoot your load inside me. I wanna feel your hot cum inside of my pussy. Yeah, do it! Oh, baby, fuck! I need it. I need you. Oh, come for me. Yes, 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 baby. Oh, you're coming inside of me. I can feel it. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, you're so hot. Oh, God, it's all inside me. Oh, darling. That was great. You did so well. Good job. You know those things that when you try them, you think, how could I ever live without them? That's my thoughts about you right now. You were amazing. Am I too heavy for you? Good. I don't want to get off of you. Was sex everything that you dreamed of? I'm really glad that I could make it worth your while. You know, this does not need to be a one-time thing. I didn't plan on anything, but I'd be really flattered and happy if you want me. Yes, of course I'd be flattered. It is always flattering to be appreciated by someone that you like. I don't care when people call me a MILF. Mostly it's just obnoxious because I don't care about them. But if you called me a MILF, I would be really happy. Well, thank you. I'm glad. I would be so happy to have sex with you again. I can be your personal call girl. It's really nice to have someone who can make me feel young again. My days of hookups and clubbing are far gone. But if I have you, I don't think I'll need anything else. Anyway, you're going to school tomorrow, right? If my son is fucking with you on campus, what are you going to tell him? You have to tell him something that only you can know about me. Oh, tell him that his MILF mom has a nice beauty mark on her ass. And if he keeps screwing with you, give me a call. I will give him a piece of my mind. And then I'll come over here to give you the rest of me. Does that sound good? Thank you. As bad as it is for me to say this, I kind of hope that he'll give you an excuse to call me. But even if he doesn't, I'll keep my phone on for you.